So it's local news and features. It's the final batch with myself, Anita, batch number 4. And we have 4 more headlines. Anita's going to do her headlines first.
There are plans to develop 11 Stoke-on-Trent sites, but the final decision hasn't been taken. And my last one in this batch is boxer Nathan Heaney. He's set to receive Staffordshire University's highest honour.
Okay, and my headlines are Home Bargains gets go-ahead for a £3 million store in an old home base in Newcastle-under-Lyme, and swindling solicitors, £874 Stoke-on-Trent pothole scam lands him £30,000 court bill. Anita's going to read the first story for us.
Yes, so no final decision was taken, or not yet, to develop 11 Stoke-on-Trent sites. Council leaders have backed proposals to earmark 11 sites for development, but insist that the public will be able to have their say before a final decision is taken. Cabinet members at Stoke-on-Trent City Council agreed to declare the authority-owned sites surplus and formally submit them to the draft local plan. They include the site of the former Ball Green High School, and nearly 500 people have so far backed a petition calling for the land to be retained for public use. The local plan will guide all development in Stoke-on-Trent over the next 15 years and will include the allocation of sites for thousands of new homes. But cabinet members said that declaring the sites surplus and submitting them to the local plan did not mean a final decision had been taken over their future. The draft local plan, which will need to demonstrate how Stoke-on-Trent will meet the government housing target of 948 homes a year, is due to be subject to a public consultation in the autumn. Councillor Chris Robinson, Cabinet Member for Housing and Planning, urged residents to take part in the consultation. He said, "This is about the journey that we're going on now to get the local plan ready. One thing I will highlight is the word consultation. So I would urge the public, when we go on that journey, to join in with all the consultations. That will give them the chance to add their voice." Councillor Sarah Hill said, "I've been involved with the LPA group, and all the way through it's been very clear that whatever we come up with, it will be put out to consultation. No decisions have been taken, but we've got to come forward with something for people to have a look at." Councillor Duncan Walker said, "We'd encourage as many people as possible to join in the consultation and submit their ideas, whatever they might be, so we can reach some conclusion after taking everyone's views on board. Most of the 11 sites are set to be earmarked for housing, but various future uses are being considered for the Ball Green land. Ball Green High School and/or off Bermersley Road closed more than 30 years ago, and the building was subsequently demolished. The former playing fields remain in use as football pitches. Well, the petition, started by Conservative opposition councillor Dave Evans, calls for the site to be retained either as an educational facility or sport pitches. These are the 11 council-owned sites which will be added to the draft local plan. So, the first one, land at Bilton Street, Boothen, 0.59 hectares, potential future opportunities for self-built residential development. Then we have land at Booth Street, Boothen, 0.9 hectares, could potentially form part of a wider residential scheme. Land at Power Grove, Longton and Mere Hay South, 2.09 hectares, future opportunity for residential development. Land at Bengry Road, Lightwood North and Normacott, 0.69 hectares, future opportunity for residential development. We have land at Eves Lane, Abbey Holton, 4.97 hectares, future opportunity for residential development. Land at Coverswall Lane, Mere Park, 5.91 hectares, future opportunity for residential development. Part of site occupied by Severn Trent Water and Council would not seek to terminate tenancy. Then there is Central Business District, Smithfield, Etruria and Hanley, 1.87 hectares, future opportunity for residential development. Next phase of Smithfield development will be the subject of a further cabinet report. There is land at Woodhead Road, Abbey Holton, 4.3 hectares, future opportunity for residential development. We have land at Brookwood Drive, Mere North, 4.86 hectares, future opportunity for residential development. Then there is land at Canal Lane, Westport Lane, Burslem, 5.3 hectares. Local parking issues will need to be addressed before site can be progressed for potential residential development. Adding the site to the local plan does not commit the council to develop it. And then there is land at Ball Green, Badley, Milton and Norton, 7.37 hectares, forms part of the wider Chatterley-Whitfield development project, which considers various future uses. And the council expects to submit the full version of the local plan to government in November 2026 after a further round of public consultation. So that's from me.
Wonderful stuff, many thanks. So my first story for you now on batch number four is Home Bargains gets go ahead for £3 million store and hold home base. Multi-million pound plans to turn a former home base store into North Staffordshire's newest Home Bargains have been rubber stamped. Newcastle-under-Lyme's home base store was one of 74 that was put up for sale after the troubled DIY and garden chain collapsed into administration in November last year. It shut its doors for good in February this year, then back in April, rival Home Bargains announced proposals to invest £3 million in bringing the Brook Lane unit back into use. The scheme, which will create around 100 full and part-time jobs, has been given the green light by Borough Council planners, and Home Bargains already has branches at Festival Park, Longton, Burslem, Tunstall, Torque, Kidsgrove, Biddle, Fleek and Newcastle Town Centre. As part of the retailer's high-standard building refurbishment, the store will include new shop fronts, a relocated customer entrance and exit, new security fencing and gates, and the removal of the service yard canopy. A council report recommending approval states that the proposal actually aims to bring forward a modest refurbishment works, new shop fronts and relocated customer exit and entrance, and a new security fencing and gates. In form, size and location, the proposed alterations to the property are considered appropriate for the design and use of the property. It is proposed to use similar materials to those of the existing, which would ensure cohesiveness with the application property. So over to Uta, who's going to read the next story for us in batch number four.
Okay, and it's about boxer Nathan Heaney and his highest honour. Stoke-on-Trent boxing champion Nathan Heaney will receive University of Staffordshire's highest honour this summer. Councillor Abby Brown, OBE, fighter pilot Commander Nathan Gray and chair of the Shelton Community Partnership, Mohammed Ramzan, are also set to be recognised. Each will receive the award of Honorary Doctor of the University at the graduation ceremonies in July. Vice Chancellor Professor Martin Jones said, "It is a privilege to honour these exceptional individuals who represent the very best of Stoke-on-Trent, Staffordshire and beyond. Each of them has shown extraordinary dedication, resilience and impact in their fields, from championing community and education to leading in politics, sports and military service. They are powerful role models for our students and an inspiration to us all." Mere-born Nathan Heaney, who still lives in the city, has been a competitive boxer for more than two decades and recently created history by becoming British middleweight champion. Nathan graduated from University of Staffordshire with a sports science degree and a foundation law degree with the intention of becoming a teacher. Although he taught for a time at Staffordshire College, he made his boxing comeback as a professional 7 years ago, earning himself the nickname Hitman for his hard-hitting style. Nathan is a passionate advocate for honest conversations around mental health and has willingly shared his journey of failure, personal tragedy, resilience and finding the spirit to fight on. The Award of Honorary Doctor acknowledges Nathan as a sporting hero, a mental health champion and an ambassador for his home city and the county of Staffordshire. Councillor Abby Brown, OBE, was first elected to Stoke-on-Trent City Council in 2010. And between 2015 and 2023, Abiy served as deputy leader and then leader, leading numerous landmark projects that have transformed the face of Stoke-on-Trent, alongside a number of high-profile successes, bringing more than £100 million of investment to the city. Abiy's leadership shone on a spotlight on how place-based policy making led by local leaders could influence across government. Abiy was awarded an OBE in the 2023 King's New Year's Honours for services to local government. She has championed key social issues from improving local education to advocating for better health services. Her support for public welfare with initiatives such as the Fostering Friendly City campaign and ability to navigate political challenges whilst influencing national policy making has had a positive impact on the lives of Stoke-on-Trent residents. The honorary degree celebrates Abiy's bold leadership and also recognizes that as a woman leader in a traditionally male-dominated field, Abiy serves as an inspiration to women pursuing careers in politics and public service. Commander Nathan Gray was the Royal Navy Fleet Air Arms Top Gun with more than 30 years of experience as a fighter pilot and instructor flying more than 140 combat missions. Raised in Stoke-on-Trent, he became a test pilot for the cutting-edge F-35 fighter and earned the coveted Royal Marines Green Beret during his military career. He is now the CEO of a world-leading aviation publisher and continues to design and test EVTOL and renewable wind energy aircraft and unmanned drones. The honorary doctorate acknowledges Nathan as a hugely inspiring figure whose career reads like a fiction novel. Having survived a crash earlier in his career, he went on to become the Royal Navy's top fighter pilot. The award also acknowledges that he has now transitioned to industry, where he uses cutting-edge technology and AI to work with pilots and drones. And Mohammed Ramzan is being recognized for his unwavering dedication to serving the local community and his role as a community ambassador. His dynamic leadership as chair of the Shelton Community Partnership has resulted in transformative initiatives that have improved the quality of life for countless individuals and families in Stoke-on-Trent.
Wonderful. Many thanks for that. So my final story for you now in batch four is swindling solicitors £874 Stoke-on-Trent pothole scam lands him a £30,000 court bill. A solicitor has been hit with a £30,000 court bill after he made a fake pothole damage claim for roads in Stoke-on-Trent. Al-Kakan Nurani claimed that vehicles had been damaged after hitting craters on the city roads, but a Stoke-on-Trent City Council investigation found the claims for £874 to be false. His scam was rumbled after the council's insurance officer noticed anomalies with an invoice Nurani provided in April 2021 from a local car dealership. A similar pattern was found with an earlier invoice from November 2019. Nurani was found guilty by an unanimous verdict of four charges of fraud in February. He has now been handed an 8-month prison sentence suspended for 2 years at Stoke-on-Trent Crown Court. The judge highlighted that Nurani's high level of culpability, stating that his role as a solicitor regularly dealing with personal injury claims was an aggravating factor. The probation officer also confirmed that Nurani showed no remorse for his actions. Nurani of Manchester has been referred to the Solicitors Regulation Authority, SRA, as well as the suspended sentence. The defendant was ordered to complete 300 hours of unpaid work, and he was also made the subject of a 6-month curfew between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m. and must pay £30,000 in costs, as well as the original £870 for the fraudulent invoice. Article continues that Councillor Ahmed Wazir OBE, Cabinet Member for City Pride Enforcement and Sustainability, said, "Let this be a clear warning that we will not tolerate fraud in the city. We have robust checks in place to protect taxpayers' money, and we will pursue fraudsters through the courts wherever necessary. Fraudulent claims take money away from essential public services like improving our road network, and we've worked tirelessly to repair more than 14,000 defects in the last 12 months, and with £22 million of government investment, we are committed to doing even more. I'd like to thank the individuals and businesses who've assisted this investigation and provided vital evidence in court, and fraud will not be ignored in Stoke-on-Trent. We'll always take strong action to protect the public purse." And the council says the court action comes after more than 14,000 road defects were repaired in 12 months. So that's it for Batchelor Before. Keep listening. We've got Uta coming up with her one and only snippets.